This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
Is the man, the myth, the legend that is Joe Shad. Follow him on Twitter and we'll confuse you with Shad Joe. That's how you got to do it on Twitter. There he is looking all pretty with the tie and everything. Look at that, dude. All right.
My daughter picked this out. The polka dots is sharp, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And Polkadot is actually a very good cryptocurrency to invest in. Polkadot is a company that's going to explode, my man. So she even knows her crypto without telling you. That was like an indirect thing to tell you, hey, Dad, invest in Polkadot because it's going to pay off. So just so you'll know, I think your daughter is a crypto genius. Just want to say. All right, Joe, you heard my rant towards the end here, talking a little bit about what's going on with the University of Miami. And I'm not sure if you caught it all, but I said that until they're willing to spend about maybe $12 to $15 million on a head coach, offensive and defensive coordinators, they're not going to ever challenge the elite in this battle. And I'm old enough that I used to go to the Orange Bowl before the Canes were the Canes, and there were 8,000 people, 10,000 people in the stands. You would get tickets for free or you'd pick them up for $5. I mean, it was just one of those things. I saw Joe Montana in a Notre Dame uniform when there was 10,000 people in the stands. You know what I mean? I think Miami is back to that. I think they're going to be stuck like a mid-major, for a lack of a better term, because there isn't that true commitment. Do you agree, since you've been around college football a lot?
I wouldn't go so far as to suggest that UM is on the verge of being considered some sort of mid-major football program like a UCF, which ironically is headed to the Big 12. For many years, we've spoken about the need for UM to spend more money to keep up with the Joneses. And that is a problem that, you know, might never go away. But in terms of trying to find the right coaching staff, I don't think that this is a problem that's exclusive to UM. I mean, think about USC. USC is one of the most attractive coaching jobs in America, and yet they haven't been able to get it right for quite some time. So,
yeah, but they're incompetent. Miami is cheap. They're incompetent. That's the way I look at USC, because when you have – it's like Texas, my brother. Like, you have the resources. You have the alumni base. You have the boosters. They'll spend the money. Miami doesn't have that same luxury. And so that's what I said earlier. They lived under the radar years ago with Dennis Erickson and Jimmy Johnson and those kind of things. That under the radar stuff just doesn't fly anymore. And look at Clemson. They have a defensive coordinator that, you know, easily could take a head coaching job anywhere. And yet Brett Venables doesn't go anywhere and stays there forever. Those kind of things.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You mentioned Clemson. Dabo Sweeney was a heavily criticized hire, a guy who had never been a head coach, lucked into the interim position after Tommy Bowden.
I remember.
He was a receivers coach, was widely mocked as a stupid hire.
Yep.
And it turns out to be one of the great hires in college football history. So there is an example of, who knows, maybe UM has some assistant who would be one of the great coaches in college football history if given the opportunity as interim coach. I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with their staff. But all I know is everyone thought Manny Diaz was a slam dunk because they thought that he was the reason Miami resurged under Mark Richt. So maybe Manny Diaz isn't the problem.
He's part of the problem. I mean, it's just he's a mediocre head coach. And by the way, I was one of the idiots that thought that the Manny Diaz thing
was. We don't know. I all thought Justin Herbert was going to be a bust. What do I know? Well, anybody who listens to me about which quarterback to take is going to get fired.
Well, yeah. But I heard the same thing about Herbert being a loner and an introvert and all that kind of stuff.
And he is.
And let's be honest now, as much as I love Mario Cristobal, he didn't really help the kid as much as he should have, because the way he ran his offense, he had the kid running more than passing for the time. So I know what you're saying on that. So we kind of got fooled on that one. Well, at least for now, we'll see if he does continue to develop and be that guy that he showed us in his rookie year. But it's just, for me, I think they need to spend. And I don't know. And listen, think about this. If they picked up a Dabo and then the Dabo has success, then you've got to pay the Dabo kind of money you're paying, you know, close to Nick and all these other top coaches. I don't know how much the head coach is going to do that. You know,
I don't know how much the head coach is the reason that kids choose schools at this point. I think if Miami can come up with an NIL package that's better than Clemson, now you're talking.
Yeah. But that's the okay. I got that. But you've still got to pay your coaches to keep them. You know what I mean? Look at Brett Venables. That guy's making a lot of money, and he's probably making more money than everybody outside of Manny and the entire staff put together. And I don't know if
you know, to transition it to the Dolphins.
But go ahead.
When you talk about money and owner Stephen Ross, who's willing to spend as much as anyone in the National Football League,
yes,
it has not translated to wins. This franchise still doesn't have a playoff victory in 21 years. So just because you're willing to spend doesn't guarantee success by any measure.
No, you are 1,000% right. But it's got to be competence and spending at the same time. All right. So how do you attack Josh Allen today? Today, Joe Shad is the defensive coordinator. You saw Pittsburgh flood the zone with several guys and try to just pressure them with their base defense, with their base guys. Or do you take some chances and go after Josh and try to make him uncomfortable and try to create some turnover? How do you attack this Buffalo offense?
It needs to be a blend. It needs to be a mixture. It needs to be rushing four, corner blitz, all-out blitz, just a crazy mixture where Josh thinks that the Dolphins are going to do what the Steelers did, thinks he's got all the time in the world, thinks he's got all the time in the world, and then boom, here comes Byron Jones, and then boom, here comes Javon Holland, and then, you know, boom, here comes Eric Rowe out of nowhere, right? So it needs to be the element of surprise for this guy, and they need to force him to fumble at least once, maybe twice. They got to go for the ball.
Yeah, I'm with you. They definitely have to mix it up because, see, they don't have the luxury. I think you're thinking along the same lines I am, Joe, that Pittsburgh's flat-out rushers are better. They don't have anybody like T.J. Watt. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how about Christian Wilkins stepping up this game? You know, my call of the week there, Big O, is Christian Wilkins being dominant today. How about that? Christian Wilkins, I am calling for a dominant game unlike we have seen most of the time.
While he's improved, he doesn't have that signature game yet. The signature, and you know what? This is the kind of game that allows you that opportunity, and you are so right. The other guy I was thinking about is Jalen Phillips. You know, Jalen Phillips, maybe today, hey, kid, don't worry so much about dropping back. Get after this guy. We need to get after this
Jalen
guy.
Jalen is a really interesting one, man. Yeah. They got him listed third team on the initial depth chart. He was completely unavailable to the media this week, not available Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Something's going on there, man. I guess you could say, well, he's a rookie. They want him to be focused. They need him to learn the playbook. They need him to make less mistakes. And I get that. But you drafted this guy because he's an Adonis. So let the Adonis free. Let him go kill somebody.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And that this would be a nice place to start his Dolphin career with his first sack against the Bills. You know what I mean? And I know that they kind of downplayed it, but there's got to be some – they got to be salivating right now for
Brennan Scarlett. Brennan Scarlett's second team.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
We're talking to Brennan Scarlett every week. I know he's a good special teamer and a nice guy and a smart guy. But at some point, Jalen Phillips has to surpass Brennan Scarlett. And I know it's just the second game of 17. I get it.
Yeah. No, obviously, we got to give the kid some time. But this is one of those moments where – you'd like to see him maybe, you know, show you something in this game. And obviously those guys have got to get it done. Okay, on the other side, Tua, what are you expecting from him? What do you think he needs to do today?
Well, Mike Gesicki had 3 targets and no catches in the Dolphins season opener. Last year, Gesicki abused the Bills, even though they have known safeties and known linebackers. Guys whose names you're familiar with didn't matter. And so Gesicki, in my opinion, on the offense, that's my call. Gesicki 100 yards. I think, especially with Will Fuller not playing this game, Obviously, you want to get Jalen Waddle involved in the slot because Tre'Davious White is so difficult to attack. And if Tre'Davious White is on Devontae Parker, I'm thinking Gesicki first, Waddle second. It's very difficult to run the football. So it's got to be, you know, a quick passing game. But the Bills are going to challenge the Dolphins to run. They're going to challenge the Dolphins to pass. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And so Tua needs to, make better decisions than he made in week one.
And I got to tell you something. I think the backs are going to be important in this game as wide receivers, actually. And Savon Ahmed did not have much action last week. And I really like him as a receiver coming out of the backfield. I can see them testing their linebackers a little bit in this game with Gaskins and Ahmed. Do you agree?
No, I agree. It's going to be a week-to-week game plan for the Dolphins. That's why Gesicki wasn't involved. That's why you saw other tight ends have way more snaps than him last week. And, Tre'Davious White is the first guy that you have to just completely stay away from. And, it's going to be incumbent upon Solomon Kinley. Here's a matchup to watch at the left guard position, holding up in pass pro against guys like Ed Oliver, who has really come on for the Bills as a pass rusher who can rush a Jesse Davis on the outside or a Solomon Kinley on the inside. So watch for Ed Oliver moving around a little bit, and we need Solomon Kinley to step up.
Will Fuller obviously out. Joe, I'm sure you got it in your DMs, emails, whatever it is that you communicate with people, because I got it too all over the place. I was really disappointed in a lot of people assuming the worst, this guy is, not committed to the team, this, that. And I got a real impression from Flo that this is something personal going on, family-wise or something like that. We should respect the young man and give him his space because, there are things that are more important than football, and family is one of them. And I just get the impression that that's what it is and nothing more than that. And I just hope the best for him. But I don't know if you've heard anything, you know anything. How do you view it?
Yeah, we can't make any assumptions without having all the information. And at this point, I don't have all the information, but my feeling is it would echo what you said, that it would seem to be a personal matter in this COVID era. There's so many things that could happen, and I don't know that. I'm just saying that until we have the information, it's not right or fair to criticize Will Fuller.
And not only that, Joe, we'll wrap it up with this. He wants this more than any of us because he's on a 1-year deal. And he already missed the first game.
He's got incentives in that contract.
Yeah.
The same way Xavier Howard does. These are guys that want to be on the field. And by the way, a little quick stat for you there. Xavier Howard of the Dolphins and Tre'Davious White of the Bills, the two corners, they're 1-2 in the whole NFL for all cornerbacks since entering the league in pass coverage on third down. So on third down, Tua needs to stay away from Tre'Davious White. Stay away. Do not test this guy.
Yes, exactly. That makes a lot of sense. All right, prediction. What's the prediction?
So I have predicted the Dolphins to win this ball game by 3-4 points. I understand that would be an upset, an even bigger upset, in my opinion, than the first week upset that I predicted. Until proven otherwise, the Dolphins are going to have a hard time convincing anyone they can stop Josh Allen.
Right.
But Josh Allen did not look great in that first game. His offensive line looked a little bit vulnerable. And, hey, it's hot out there, Big O.
Yeah.
Those guys from Buffalo, they don't like it when they got the sun on them. So
maybe they'll get
a little sick and worn out. What do you think?
No, I'm with you. Last week I was with you on the picking of the Dolphins. I had them 24-16. So I had one score right. Miami needed that touchdown to make it complete for me, but they didn't get it. All right, fine. I'm going 24-20 Miami this week. I got Miami ahead and forcing Buffalo to settle for a couple field goals, so they end up 4 points short. So you and I are on the same wavelength.
I had a little more confidence last week. I felt that I would be surprised if the Dolphins didn't beat the Patriots last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, I will not be surprised at all if the Bills win. But I think it's going to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be what we saw in the season finale.
No, definitely. I'm with you also on that one. I think it'll be a close game, and hopefully Tua really shines in this.
You're not going to get a tie every week, just so you know. This is a special deal. All right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Enjoy the game, my brother. Appreciate you as always. Thank you.
We'll
catch up later on the week.
Enjoy the game.
All right. There you go. The great Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post with our American Dream Lending Miami Dolphins report.